Now let's turn in the scriptures now to Ezekiel chapter 29. Ezekiel chapter 29, verses 1 through 21, the whole chapter. We will read and then hear expounded to us. Ezekiel chapter 29, verses 1 through 21. Beloved, hear now the word of the living and true God. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, on the 12th of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. And speak and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great monster that lies in the midst of his rivers, that has said, My Nile is mine, and I myself have made it. I will put hooks in your jaws, and make the fish of your rivers cling to your scales, and I will bring you up out of the midst of your rivers. And all the fish of your rivers will cling to your scales. I will abandon you to the wilderness, you and all the fish of your rivers. You will fall on the open field. You will not be brought together or gathered. I have given you for food to the beasts of the earth and to the birds of the sky. Then all the inhabitants of Egypt will know that I am the Lord, because they have been only a staff made of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of you with the hand, you broke and tore all their hands. And when they leaned on you, you broke and made all their loins quake. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will bring upon you a sword, and I will cut off from you man and beast. The land of Egypt will become a desolation waste. Then they will know that I am the Lord, because you said, The Nile is mine, and I have made it. Therefore, behold, I am against you, and against your rivers. And I will make the land of Egypt an utter waste and desolation, from Migdol to Syene, and even to the border of Ethiopia. A man's foot will not pass through it, a foot of a beast will not pass through it, and it will be not inhabited for 40 years. So I will make the land of Egypt a desolation in the midst of desolated lands, and her cities, in the midst of cities that are laid waste, will be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them among the lands. Thus says the Lord God, At the end of 40 years I will gather the Egyptians from the peoples among whom they were scattered. I will turn the fortunes of Egypt and make them return to the land of Pathros, to the land of their origin, and there they will be a lowly kingdom. It will be the lowest of the kingdoms, and it will never again lift itself up above the nations. And I will make them so small that they will not rule over the nations, and it will never again be the confidence of the house of Israel, bringing to mind the iniquity of their having turned to Egypt. Then they will know that I am the Lord God. Now in the 27th year, in the first month, on the first of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made his army labor hard against Tyre. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was rubbed bare. But he and his army had no wages from Tyre for the labor that he had performed against it. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will carry off her wealth and capture her spoil and seize her plunder, and it will be wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor which he performed, because they acted for me, declares the Lord God. On that day I will make a horn sprout for the house of Israel, and I will open your mouth in their midst. Then they will know that I am the Lord. That is the word of the Lord. And we've gone through in the last many chapters in Ezekiel the many promised judgments to the nations. Also recently, in the last few chapters, Tyre and then Sidon last Lord's Day. And now we come to Egypt. And we'll see Egypt's judgments in the next four chapters, which includes this one. And these judgments will come within a 27-year period, at least, as it describes. The first, as you see, the 10th year, and the first verse, and then verse 17, the 27th year. So, at least in Ezekiel's life when he pronounces the judgments. It's in a 27-year period. But in the 10th year, Pharaoh, he promises Pharaoh will be destroyed, and it tells us why. Because he has dealt deceitfully with Israel, and he has said himself, my Nile is mine, and I myself have made it. He's claiming to be God. And that's the reason it says in verse 9 why Egypt will be destroyed. And so Egypt will be destroyed, man and beast, verse 8, will be put to death by the sword. The Lord will lay it waste for 40 years. And after 40 years, Yahweh will restore it. But never again will Egypt, however, be lifted above all nations like it once was. And then in the 27th year, Ezekiel prophesied, and it said that, he says that Nebuchadnezzar, king of, the Lord says through Ezekiel, the Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who destroys Tyre, he will take possession of Egypt and its waste and carry from it all the spoil. And we notice, perhaps after we've gone through the eighth commandment, the language that is used of the Lord keeping himself, the eighth commandment, or at least pointing us to the fact that we ought to keep it. And notice that the labor one does, he labored against in judgment for the Lord over Tyre and Sidon, but didn't receive his right wages, and so he gives them Egypt. And so it's interesting that the Lord's showing us an example to us, even through Babylon. And then verse 21, the very last verse, it's always a key verse because it's a promise to Israel, it's a positive promise to Israel that a day coming from that day would be coming from that time when the kingdom would flourish under the Messiah, the horn of salvation, the branch of David, and it's fulfilled in Jesus, of course. And as the psalmist says, I think in Psalm 132, there I will make a horn to sprout for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. And so let us not deal deceitfully with one another in the world. Let us trust in the Lord Jesus, who is the Messiah, as the Gospel of Mark has pointed to us many times. The Messiah who has come, and live out His word, as we'll hear this evening in Philippians, and as we heard this morning. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank You for Your righteousness and Your justice, Your holiness that is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. Father, we thank You for how You promised to carry out these judgments and You have carried them out. And You've been faithful to Your promises, faithful to the prophecies that we find in the Scriptures. Not one have You not been faithful to, or we can say not one that You won't be faithful to. Father, You are always faithful. And let us believe Your word, for it comes not from the mouth of a man, but from the mouth of God, who has no reason to stretch the truth or to tell a white lie or to lie on purpose with deceit. But You, who are God, Lord of all, by Your mercy and grace, show us exactly and tell us exactly what is true and what will come. We thank You for those promises. We thank You for the promises that we have in Christ Jesus. And because of these things, as we believe the gospel unto salvation, as You call us, we pray for our government. Just as we see in these governments, they went far from You. They even tried to be God, like Pharaoh, and they were destroyed because of it. And we see in our own nation the many politicians and leaders and those in governing, who we would consider governing authorities, and the civil magistrate, who are always longing to be God or Caesar or Pharaoh, trying to have more and more power and more influence. For what gain? We don't really know, but for their own pride, apparently. Father, there are few, very few in number, who are part of our governing authorities, who love you. So few that it is hard to name them. And yet, Father, we pray that as they minister as Christians, we pray that they would be faithful as Christians, as being light in a dark place. Pray that you would make them faithful. So that as we pray the prayer that you commanded us to pray, that we pray for our governing authorities, our kings and rulers in authority, that they would be saved, that they would love you. We pray that as those other ones around them would be light in a dark place, that they would be faithful to that calling that you've placed them in. Not only that, to tell others the gospel and call them to repentance from their pride and their seeking to be God. But Father, we ask that you would cause them to rule according to your word, according to your law and the principles we find in it. Father, we even pray that you would show mercy to us and those wicked rulers, and even they would rule for some reason that would not make sense to us, but in your providence would rule according to your law. Father, we are a nation that is filled with murderers and loves murder, as we like the killing of children, and even increasing those who are older amongst us. And because of our culture and loving to see murder, media puts it on the news, and so grows up a few to be murderers themselves, to have the spotlight. Father, we pray that you would be just towards such people. Well, Father, we also pray for our enemies, who are your enemies, that if it is your plan and your will that you have elected them and chosen them before the foundation of the world, that you would turn them unto yourself. Father, we pray for our nation, the election's coming up, that you would spare us for the few righteous that remain. But you would bring about exactly what we need as a nation, according to our civil magistrate. But even more so, we pray for the church, that we and the many churches throughout our nation would be faithful to you. And many times we are not faithful. We have spurned against you. We have tried to make peace where there cannot be peace, because the gospel demands turning to you. And there cannot be peace apart from that. And yet we try to please people. Father, forgive us of our sins and those things. And call us to proclaim your word and be faithful in that, even if it means suffering, which you have promised will come. For if we are heirs, we will be persecuted. If we are your children, then we will follow in Jesus' steps and take up our cross and follow you. Strengthen us for these things, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.